How are you, Paul?
Good. I had the early game, but I must admit I missed the first phone call from you guys, and they're like, they don't call. That can't be them. It was them. It was you guys. Man, I had an early game at McKenzie Stadium, and then it was an early game anyway because it was Camus versus Union, and Camus wanted to tune up for the playoffs with a win over a rival, and they got it. So Camus won 49-13, and pretty much what I did for my game story tonight is I just kind of do a little congratulations to the 2016 Camus Papermakers for what they've accomplished this season, no matter what happens the rest of the way for the playoffs, because this team just went 9-0, which gives Camus 50 consecutive regular season wins.
Wow.
And this was the team, you know, they played Central Catholic of Oregon, they went to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, they played another really good team from Oregon. This was the team that, okay, if they're going to lose some non-league games regular season, this would be the year, you know, and no. And not only that, but they won every game by, you know, 19 or more points. I mean, it's just...
That's amazing.
Yeah. So that's what I focus on tonight. They haven't lost since 2011, week four in 2011 in the regular season.
And then and yet they get to the playoffs, and they've been deep. They just haven't been to the. I mean, they got close to getting over the top of the mountain. And you think that this team? I remember you saying in weeks past that this team is very, very good. They could contend for a title, but not the best Camus team ever.
Probably not, but of course that team from a few years ago that lost to Tijuana in the state title game, that's considered the best one ever, you know, our best, and hey, this one, you know, hopes to become the best one ever, but that team was just so loaded from the previous year, everyone knew about Camus. This one was kind of a new team, a new quarterback, a lot of new faces, but here they are again, 9-0 again, I got to believe in the 4A level, once you get to that Elite Eight, I mean, can't anyone win at that point? I mean, it's one of those things where there's one or two teams that are just dominating.
You must have been listening to our show about an hour ago because we had a conversation on that exact same thing. I asked Steve, how deep do you have to get in the poll where you find a team where you would go, wow, that's a surprise if they won the state champion. He said a half dozen anyway.
You have to go down where you could get
below that line and it would be a surprise if they went to the if they won the state championship.
Exactly. That's fair. And I'm going with you get to the Elite Eight and anything can happen.
Yeah. No question. So who's the first fodder for Camus then?
We just heard it was Enum Claw, but I shouldn't have even said that, but I guess I already did. So because I don't have it confirmed because someone else in the office just told me that, but I'm not sure. So
we'll put an asterisk by Enum Claw I'm sorry for calling Enum Claw or whoever else Camus plays as fodder. But let's be honest. I mean, Camus should roll through the first couple of rounds of the playoffs. You would think.
Yeah, well, we always expect the 4A GSHL champion to roll in the Week 10 game over the last few years, and then. Then week 11 gets a little tougher, and then week 12 is where, that's serious. That's serious.
Any other scores tonight, either in 3 or 4A down there?
Well, I Mountain View beat Evergreen 48-7, so they completed the regular season title for 3A GSHL. That's not a surprise. I've been telling everyone that they're not, you know, they went 1-3 in the non-league season, but we knew they were going to sweep the 3A GSHL, and they did. And then in the 2A level, Hawkinson won the 2A GSHL outright tonight, and there's going to be a three-way tie. I think it's Hudson's Bay, Evergreen, and Prairie are going to play Monday night to see who finishes third to go play a playoff game. So it's a big deal to get to the playoffs, but I'm going to guess that, week 10 might be the end for those.
Okay.
Whoever makes it.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Paul.